Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you this great love, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to let you know, sweet Jesus loves you so much that he gave his life on Calvary's cross and rose again on the third day so that we can be free from the bondage of the enemy, free from sin, and get ready to go back with him when he comes. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we've had some Holy Ghost field services in them jails and prisons. And the inmates are blessed and want us to come back. Praise God. Amen. On today, we're going to, amen, start some more teachings in the Word of God. We're going to make a start in the book of Romans, chapter 8. Praise God. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for these series of teachings. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Amen. I'm telling you, Jesus come to change lives. Whether you're incarcerated behind prison bars or you out there in the free world, because there's a lot of people out there in the free world, even though you're out there walking the streets. But if you're living in sin, you are in the prison house of sin, bound. You got church people and preachers bound in the prison house of sin. But I have news to let you know, Jesus come to open up the prison doors that you can come all the way out of sin. Not just part the way out, but all the way out. Because Jesus said in St. John 8:36, "For he that the Son set free is free indeed." Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. Place the devil where he belongs, that is under your feet, where you can have victory and power over the enemy. Amen. I've come to bring salvation. I didn't come to talk religion. But I come to bring salvation. Salvation is deliverance from sin. And that's what Jesus came into the world. To deliver the people from the bondage of sin. Amen. Now let's go make a start in Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. What did it say, Missionary Velvet?
Romans 8 and 1. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit."
Now, when Christ come alive in us, then the flesh is crucified. We don't go after the sins of the world anymore, because Jesus came in and gave us victory. That's what being saved is all about. Living a saved life is a changed life. The things you used to do in the world, you don't do them things anymore. The Lord changed your conversation. You don't lie no more. You don't steal no more. No more shoplifting. No more, amen, committing the sins of the flesh of fornication and adultery. None of that. But the Lord be done change your life. Done turn your life around. Amen. Deliver you from alcohol. Deliver you from drugs. I'm telling you, the Lord will do these things. Amen. And give you something better in the place of it. That is a brand new life. Because Jesus come to take the appetite and taste away of sin. That's what he come to do. Once that appetite is gone, you don't have no problem with that issue anymore. Because the Lord take the taste and appetite away. The reason why people go back and do it again, because the appetite and desire is still there. But when Jesus take that appetite out and take that taste away, you don't want the stuff no more. That's what salvation will do. The power of God will take that stuff away. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hold the lesson, Missionary Velvet, and give me 1 John 3 and 5. What did my Apostle John say?
And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin.
Amen. Now, Jesus come to take away your sin. Now, if the Lord doesn't take away that taste and that appetite, that desire to do wrong, how are you going to use it? How are you going to go back and pick it up? How are you going to go back and, amen, and force yourself to use that stuff when the Lord done took that desire, that appetite away? I'm telling you, praise the Lord. In the jails, amen, I do demonstration to the inmates to help them to understand what the Lord can do by letting them read the scriptures. Then I take the Bible and tell them to read. They can't read because the Bible is not in their hand. I'm telling you, they can't read it because the Bible is not in their hand. Now, if the Lord done took that desire, that appetite away for that stuff, how are you going to use it when the Lord done took it away? And man, Missionary Velvet read in 1 John 3 and 5, that, and you know that he was manifest to take away our sins. In him is no sin. And what else it said, Missionary Velvet?
Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not.
Let you know, when Christ come in you, you don't sin no more.
Whosoever sins has not seen him, neither known him.
Amen. People that sin and doing wrong don't even know the Lord. Don't even have Jesus. That's what the Bible said. Amen. That's not my words, but that's what the Bible said. And people need to understand, know that. Knowing that Jesus come to save people from sin and take sin out of you. So in order for you to walk in the spirit, the flesh has to be crucified. You got to deny yourself. Amen. Make up your mind you're going to follow Jesus. Praise God. Because Jesus said, amen, in St. Luke. In St. Luke Gospel 9:23. Praise God. Amen. What did the Bible say in St. Luke 9:23, Missionary Velvet? What did it say? Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because I'm telling you, amen, we've got to deny ourselves. If you want to follow Jesus, we have to deny ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. Because, amen, praise the Lord. You can't go to heaven, praise God, in yourself.
And he said to them all, if any man come after me.
If any man come after me.
Let him deny himself.
Let him deny himself.
And take up his cross daily and follow me.
And that's what we have to do. We got to deny ourselves. We got to let go our way. Because our way is not God's way. This is not Burger King. We can't have it our way. We got to do it God's way. And God's way is to repent. Turn from your sins. And the Lord will forgive you. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. And the Lord will forgive you.
Yes, he will. Amen.
He'll change your life and make your life brand new.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Now, amen, back to Romans 8 and 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Because when Christ come in us, we don't serve the flesh no more. But we walking after the spiritual things of God. We got a mind to go to church. Got a mind to read your Bible. Got a mind to, amen, attend Bible study. Got a mind to hear the word of God and obey. What else is said, Missionary Velvet?
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
And that's what Jesus come to do. Amen. Jesus come to free us from the law of sin and death. Amen. He does it through his blood that he shed on Calvary. The blood of Jesus will wash you and clean you up and take away the desire of sin out of you. Place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again. So that you can be a free person, a changed individual, to be able to live a life with victory and power over the devil. It's time for church people to have power over the devil. Place Satan where he belongs, under your feet. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. It's a powerful message. Praise God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message as we begin to start teaching. Amen. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that sicken their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, eye disease. Lord, eye pressures. Lord, whatever it is. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Change their lives. Make their life brand new. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. Praise God. Give God the praise. Here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. The song said Jesus can work it out if you let him. He can save, deliver, work miracle, whatever you need, Jesus can do it if you let him. We thank Elohim for the words that he gave us today. You believe that word. And the Lord will bring it to fruition. Those behind prison bars, Elohim, and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. As I often say, he has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. He is right there waiting for you with arms wide open. Those in the free will think of your support and support. And prayers of our ministry. Continue to pray for that. We pray for you. If the Lord will have a free course in your life too. And remember that Jesus loves you. With an everlasting love. And we do too. But the most of all. For everybody in the whole wide world. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised. He will and he shall perform it. I encourage you, I implore you, give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. The Lord open up doors that we might be able to get into the jails and prisons the more to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that's behind prison bars. And those in the free world, click into our website and learn more about our ministry. The Heaven Bound Train website is open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to explain our ministry in detail. Amen. It's a powerful website. Amen. Full of, amen, the word of God and power. Holy Ghost power to bless the whole family. Praise God. So click on to our website. Amen. To next broadcast, this is your, amen, Elder William D. Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.